a fine black soul song. And I wrote this. This is a chant. And I wrote this next to that. And it goes, Gam Gana Padmahe Namaha.
Okay.
And that one, it came to me as the important to remember who we are. That's what it's about.
Okay.
Remembering who we are.
Right.
The ancient ones.
Okay. I appreciate that, but I meant specifically in this multi-level, is there anything that we want to focus on? Does anybody have any idea about that? Like any insight? Do we want to start right from placing the records and
no.
Okay, that's where I'm trying to go with
yeah,
here.
Yeah, we need to start from retrieving the records.
And where we are.
Yeah, and
what do you mean start from retrieving the records? So we're not going and doing a past life then? It's not a past life deal.
No, actually we're not.
Okay. All right.
We're gonna start from this point on and how do we retrieve the records? And I have my ideas about how to do that.
And what's your idea?
Getting into the fifth dimension and boring down. And okay. Grabbing the records and coming back up.
Okay, so I see what you're saying.
Piece
all right.
Of cake.
I got it. Okay.
Over here. An easier way.
All right. Okay.
So creating a unified field here of harmony, peace, and love. That's what I got, and that we are to just remain heart-centered, holding the space. We have to hold the space of the frequency no matter what. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
That means that there can be no anxiety or fear about this, so I'm working on myself on that right now.
You are?
Well, yeah, because just as you aren't just, we are one, right?
Right.
So we're all like connected to each other,
uh-huh.
And I felt, that's why I started coming back, because I could feel you all getting anxious about me disappearing
about
over
you,
the side
yeah.
of the cliff, right?
Oh, gotcha.
I wasn't worried.
Right? That's why I was coming back, because I was like, oh, I feel it. They're all getting
a little
upset.
Dealing with myself.
So I'm working on, you know, just trying to remain calm and at peace with what our mission is. And I want to reassure, I don't feel at all afraid at all. I don't feel at all afraid.
Right. Wonderful. Perfect. Okay, does anybody else have any ideas here before we start?
Yeah, before we put an imprint, we need to empty, very seriously empty. Empty your mind. I think that is even more important because they are really willing to help us. But we have to empty our minds instead of putting input into their minds.
Empty everything, not just our minds, but everything.
Because they want to help us, but because we are a chatterbox, we're not listening.
Mm-hmm. Okay, anybody else?
And do we need to, does anybody get a sense if we need to open the tumblers first, you know, as we do this journey here?
You mean the chants?
Yeah, that opens the tumblers. Yeah. I don't know if those chants were just for sealing it.
I'm not getting that.
You mean the?
What'd you say, Peter?
I'm not getting that.
I'm not
okay.
Either. I'm not either.
You mean the chakras?
That was my question.
The chakras?
Mm. Those Lemurian chants.
Not the Aum and all that.
Aum.
Yeah,
that,
yeah,
that.
You don't need to do that first.
That's
yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
That might have been just sealing them.
Okay, anything else before we start? Okay. I'm just going to more or less step aside here and let them hopefully do their thing. Okay?
Sounds good.
At some point, not right away, but at some point probably.
Everybody speak up so you can get on the recording, please.
Yeah, that's true. Yep.
Is it on? It's on.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, everybody now, just get in touch with your breathing. Just focus on relaxing. Getting into that centered space. Breathe in the breath of life. Exhale out any kind of tension, fears, any of that kind of stuff, negativity. Let that go out with the exhalation of your breath. Just breathe and relax. Breathe and relax. Breathe and relax. Now breathe in the golden white light and see that light moving throughout your body, filling your body with light. Just as we did earlier, draw all of your attention at your heart center, fourth chakra. Make that mind-body connection, so your high heart center to your pineal gland. Make that vortex of energy between the two. And then move your consciousness into that vortex of energy so that it spirals up and takes you out through your third eye. And as you exit your physical body, always to get the sense of being outside of the body, turn around and see your physical body sitting there. And then move up. Let yourself float up from this area, leaving your physical body down there. Move up above the crater, higher and higher, until you're at a point of 500 feet above the ground. Now from here, I want to do two things. Along this is the timeline. You can go back in time, you can stay right here and go up in levels, into other dimensional levels, and you can also go forward in time and actually move into the future. But for now, I want you to do two things. One, a part of you, you can do this, a part of you to go back to the Lemurian times. And a part of you to stay here. And that part of you that goes to the Lemurian times, be here at the crater, above the crater, looking down, as if you were high up above and being a watcher, not necessarily one that participated, but for this, just be a watcher and watch the procession, and you can speed it up and slow it down any way you want. But at the same time, since you're also here at that 500 foot level and into a multi-dimensional experience or multi-level experience, you can also be above the crater right now here. And you can go back and forth between the two. Try to let go of the extremities of your physical body. That will always hold you here. Do the best thing you can to let go of the body. And be here and be there. And you can watch the span of time go by as you are above the crater, starting from placing the records all the way to now and recovering the records. And you can see how the waters came and parts of the crater collapsed here and there, even though it was already a collapsed crater at the time. And you can be able to watch this over this time frame and see how the crater has changed over the years, over the thousands of years. So from where the records were placed, and if you're looking from above, rather than being one of the procession, if you're looking from above, you can see where they went. You can see where the entrance was. At the same time, you can move forward across the skein of time, right to here and now, and be up above the crater and see how it changed. See how the lava tubes, whether the records were placed in lava tubes or whether they were manually formed or formed by the ships as a laser cutting in. How did we do it? Or did we do it at all? Was it just simply finding a lava tube and going in and placing them? So now at this point, as you're hopefully able to be in two places, if not, don't worry about it. If it's easier, just be here now, above the crater, and see it from a different viewpoint, though. Don't see it from our viewpoint here. See it from the viewpoint of those that are watching down on us now, those that are up in the ships, for you can be certain that they know where the entrance is. They certainly know where the records are. They know all about this area. So be up there with them and get that viewpoint. Does anyone have that?
Yes.
Can you describe anything that you're aware of, whether it's from past or present?
From their perspective or from...
From the perspective of being above the crater.
Okay.
Not from here where we are now.
Okay.
And you want to speak up so the recording will hear it.
Okay, so looking over all the white inside the crater and the people in different colors on the edge of the crater, they are... They're told to turn away in a golden box. Everybody turns away, even the people on the edge of the crater. And a golden box is actually come in through the top here. But what I got earlier was that the lava tubes were created by a ship.
Okay.
So that's one thing. And So the box was placed down. And protected with an electromagnetic field. And then they departed through the tube and they came out and everybody was, you know, joyous and applauding and everything. It was done. So that's that.
Okay. Do you get any sense of between the two times, the time way back then and the time now? Time of placing the records, the time now of recovering the records. Any similarities to the area? Does it look the same now as it did back then, or is it completely different or just slightly different?
Actually, it looks pretty much the same.
Very good. Does anybody else get either that or anything else?
I got that there are four chambers.
Speak up, please.
I got that there are four chambers.
Okay.
I'm only in one of them, the first one.
You're in it, or you're looking at it from above?
I'm looking at it from being in the tube.
Okay. And that's back then or here and now?
Here and now.
Oh, okay. All right. Very good. Okay. That makes sense. Okay.
But it's like a heart. There's four chambers in a heart. So.
Okay.
That's really all I have.
Good. Anybody else?
I get the feeling that there's just a big old chamber that no matter where we drill from, we'll get to it. We just need to dig in. Yeah.
That was my idea a long time ago, was to just find a place and just start digging down, but
that the chamber
that
is
would
so
be
big,
a lot of work.
Yeah, that the chamber is so big that no matter where we start, we'll eventually hit it.
Yeah, you would, but you need equipment, major equipment.
Not if you use your mind in the third eye.
Now that's a different story. That's boring down in a different dimension.
And that is what I'm getting.
Okay.
And in fact,
all right, very good. Then let's do that now. Again, from being up above the crater, pull out a big boring machine, if you will. If you need a visualization like that, or send a laser from your eyes, or whatever it might be. Or see a ship shooting a laser down, opening it up. And see where that laser goes, first of all, where it's directed, and how far down it has to go to hit the lava tubes. Anybody getting a sense of that?
Yes, I got that. The ship sent a laser down and made a hole, and from there it's a sloped tunnel that ends up basically right where we are, but beneath us probably 50 feet maybe? Not hundreds of feet, it wasn't that far. Right underneath us, in this valley here.
Mm-hmm.
There's a chamber.
Okay.
Or multiple chambers. And I get that the chambers, there's red stones, red smooth stone, like a heart. With lots of little tunnels, but big chambers under us.
Okay. And if you follow those tunnels do they all lead to one place, or do they lead all over? And which ones do you see, which of those lead to the records chamber? Or are there different records chambers?
I'm getting that there's different records chambers that are protected by the those fields that have to be turned off or shifted, or we cannot enter there when we're in our physical body.
Okay.
I think there's an orb, a golden orb, or like a small sun. And it glows, it pulsates. And it's gold and silver, and it is about the size of a basketball. And as soon as the right connection,
mm-hmm.
it's only one connection, and it sets them off like dominoes to be revealed.
Could that be the tumblers?
Yeah.
Okay. In other words, frequencies.
Yeah.
Frequencies have to be hit.
Right.
Right.
That's right.
The proper frequencies. Without that, you can go in, but you can't keep going in.
Correct.
Right.
That's unless the original two people who put it there,
yes.
show up and grant it the box or whatever it's going to be, I see a golden box, to the two people, I'm one of them, who goes down and meets halfway and takes it, then it's gifted to us.
Yeah, I'm all a tingle with confirmation on that.
Yeah.
That's
and
right, yes.
And then literally this happened a while ago. We just come up and we have the golden box, and as we get more to the surface, the box weakens and weakens and weakens, and then we get to the top, and both of us just go like this, and it's like gold coins or something. And it goes and attaches, adheres to the Christ consciousness grid all around the world. And that's what was just done. That's my perspective.
What was just done? Releasing the energy?
Yes.
So when we release the guardians, we also release the energy?
No.
Okay.
We released the guardians a while ago. What
okay.
just happened was that the same two individuals, me being one of them, who placed them there, showed up, and myself and another person went down the borehole and met halfway, or about 30% of the way, and they handed it to us graciously. And as we came back up to the surface, this happened just now, as we came back up to the surface, the box started to crumble until it was like, and then when we got to the surface, we just did like this with our hands, expressing release, and rainbows and golden, that golden color adhered to the inner Christ consciousness grid all around the world.
Yeah, I see that.
I get.
As you talk about it, I see that.
Claudius is going to say something.
I get that the earth here in this area is very ready to release all those treasures to us, and so all the elementals, and that they will be in very joyous celebration at that time.
And confirms.
Does anybody get that there are two sets of records, one physical, one higher dimensional?
Well, yes, isn't that what the crystals are? The Lemurian records are in the crystals. I mean, they're in the hearts of people.
Okay.
And then they're on the telonium.
Telonium, that's a metal, so that's a physical
yeah.
Material. the rods that were spoken of with the crystalline ends are material. So they're physical. So could it be that there's two sets, one physical? Could it be that there's two things, a physical entrance and physical records, and a higher dimensional entrance and higher dimensional records?
What I get is that the fifth dimensional records was released, and there are physical records that will be follow the same trail and be released in increments or whatever you're titrating up slowly when we're ready for them, when humanity is ready for them. And this could be like an explosion, or it could be titrated very slowly up. Titrate means coming out, you know, and going straight up to the grid and enhancing that grid. And what I'm getting is that, like I said, it could happen very quickly.
Okay.
I see that, and I see these when the box was brought, or the records were released, when we released the records, the golden strands that go up and anchor in the Christ consciousness grid. It anchors it in right here and around the world, very strongly here. There's a golden strands. I see golden strands going up.
And I see that occurring all around the world, actually. Is that what you just said, Lisa?
Yes, golden strands coming up.
Yeah, I see that.
I think it's in the grid. It just spills in at all.
Yeah. And it's like feeding the Christ consciousness grid constantly, constantly, constantly.
Right.
Okay, then the question becomes, what do we need to do to release that Christ consciousness into the grid?
It's already done.
It's already done.
Yeah, that's what I get.
So we didn't have to do anything else special?
No.
Wow. The two original people are here. And you guys did it. Wow.
So no special ceremony or anything?
And the wind confirms.
The wind confirms.
Couldn't hear you.
The wind confirms.
Okay.
Yeah, and I think the Earth will contribute that all over the world.
Now that's the etheric records, the higher dimensional records.
Yeah, well, I was talking about the Christ consciousness specifically and the releasing of that to the grid.
It will be released, not in increments, but slowly.
Okay.
And this is globally, too. Like I'm seeing, like Linda and Lisa both verified or stated that it's like there's little gold strands that are leaving this place in Egypt and Africa and everywhere in the world and feeding the Christ consciousness grid now.
Wow.
And let me see something here. And this is just as of like this moment. This is what's happening around the world this moment, around the globe, in this moment.
With Gaia, I will be very involved in the process of bringing the Christ consciousness all over the world.
The grid has been activated.
When the time has come.
Yes, Master.
I know. We put the Freon on the grid.
Freon?
Charge it, in other words.
Well, we were one of 12 groups, and there was one other group. We are in balance. So somewhere on the other side of the world, the other group was as successful in releasing theirs.
So two out of the 13 or two out of the 12 so far?
Yep.
No. It's been done in Sedona.
So a third one?
Yes.
Okay.
And I'm not getting that there's a closing ceremony unless we want to do something which can be done tonight at the at our campfire if we choose.
I think we choose.
Now,
just let me interrupt just a second.
Okay.
Aramda is going to be with us tonight. And in lieu of what's being said here now, there is going to be a ceremony. But it's going to be a ceremony not that we are necessarily doing, but that they're all doing. In other words, all of the ships up there, the ones that are with the Ashtar Command, they're all aware of this whole process and are going to do a some sort of a celebration with us. Mm-hmm. Does that resonate with anybody?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. That's what the surprise was that Ashtar had in store.
Oh.
Mm. Yeah, I'm getting, yeah, that's going to be the closing.
Yep.
Okay, so, wait, let me, yeah, the Lemurians, hundreds or thousands of Lemurians, they're all like patting each other on the back and shaking.
Screaming.
And shaking.
Celebration.
Yeah.
but we haven't seen anything yet. So get ready for tonight. It's going to be a celebration.
We're in the moment right now.
You're in the moment right now?
Yeah.
Okay. Enjoy the moment.
Yeah. So they're just, even the people on the crater, on the crater's edge, they're all like, it's been done, yay.
Mm-hmm.
And there's still that golden strand of light feeding up into the bottom of the Christ grid. And it's like, I don't know if you've ever seen, like in the movies where they show a hurricane going up or
yeah.
And it's just bubbling out and mushrooming
wow.
out. That's what it looks like. And it's just going to be doing that constantly.
Mm-hmm.
And the more it does it, it's got a synergistic effect. The more that happens, the more that we'll be able to make it happen. And the more that we're able to make it happen, the more it'll happen. And
mm-hmm.
until it's full. And I don't know what that means
full. You mean tornadoes. It creates these columns of light.
Yeah.
Columns of energy.
And the wind confirms.
Thank you.
Okay. Have we pretty much done all we can do right now?
I feel so.
Do you feel completed right now? I do.
Yeah, I think so.
I think this was pretty astounding, and what's to come tonight is even more astounding. So get your tears ready tonight, guys.
get hydrated.
Yeah.
Oh,
it's going to be tears of joy all around.
Cynthia.
I just wanted to ask.
Yeah.
I think the most important thing has, you know, occurred. But so there are no physical records that we can get.
Yes, there are.
Yeah, the physical records are being drained.
Yeah.
Basically, into energy, into the etheric.
So it's like the physical records are being released right now.
Right. Well, wait. What did you ask?
I said it's like the physical records
are being released.
Yeah,
exactly.
Are being and at the higher levels, it's these tornadoes or strands of light that are.
Vortexes.
Okay.
I would like to ask if anybody has an inclination on who the second person was that went down with me and came up with the records. Does anybody have a hit on that?
Well, I told you yesterday who I thought it was. But I don't want to be the first to say.
No.
It was me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was you.
You figured.
Yes, it was. The way you said that, it was me.
Like, I won't do it again.
I'm sorry.
Oh, wow.
Yep. That's why, Lisa, you were so gung-ho on wanting to go down there and find the cave and all that kind of stuff.
I was remembering.
Yep. And you knew it was in not a lava tube, but a cut tube.
Yes.
And you were led right to it. Or you led yourself to it.
No, led.
You were led, okay.
Wow, it is done.
I see rainbows. I see rainbows through my third eye. Streaming down and all landing in front of us. There's like, six rainbows or seven. And you were seeing those earlier too. That's the bridge. It's the bridge. It's the bridge. We're creating the bridge. The bridge to the higher dimensions. The fifth dimensional earth. We're creating a big bridge right here. That's what I'm seeing.
Hmm.
I have never felt this peace.
Say that again, Lydia.
I have never felt this peace.
This peace?
I'm totally relaxed.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just like floating.
Well, if you think about this, this was thousands of years ago we did all this, and here we are at the completion of it. I think that would bring peace and calm, huh?
Yes.
Lived for that many, many lifetimes.
Mm-hmm.
What?
See, I don't even...
Lived for that many, many lifetimes.
Yeah.
I cannot even feel joy.
Okay.
Or frustration, or anything. I just don't feel.
Just feel neutral.
I'm totally in 0 point.
Yeah,
the void,
neutral. Yeah.
Yeah, that's the way I feel. Because you'd think I'd be like jumping for joy.
Right.
But it's very
soothing.
Neutral.
It is done.
Solemn.
Yeah.
Solemnity.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Wow.
So we just activated the grid that's going to change the planet.
Is this still recording, Peter? Or
yes,
yeah,
it's still recording. Yeah. Along with all those other grids that
yeah.
are...
It's like the every human and creature is going to get a continuous amount of light rain.
Well,
we used to do it on Sundays, but now it's going to be there permanently, constant. And that will change
It's
going to
create... Just like it was back in the Lemurian age,
mm-hmm.
you know, where no duality, no competition,
right.
all oneness.
Right.
I have a question.
The Christ consciousness grid back then was perfectly sound, pure, in perfect condition, had never been tampered with, but the cabal and all of that and all their shenanigans, they tampered with it. Tampered with that grid, they tampered with the crystalline grid.
Of course. So by the time the tornadoes is complete, at that time, there'll be no duality. Everybody will be connected just like we are.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Yep.
Who
knows how long that'll take? Well, it's up to humanity, you know.
That's why. But
the wonderful thing, like I said, is that. It has a synergistic effect. The more the more it feeds the grid, the more people get encouragement, not necessarily mentally encouragement, but etheric, metaphysical, whatever you want to call it, encouragement to feed the grid more, and that is a
symbiotic.
Yeah, symbiotic. Yes,
mm-hmm.
yeah, symbiotic. That's
I have
what it
a
is.
Question.
Mm-hmm.
So, there were three that you said completed and done the same thing, correct? Three groups or something?
Two, and then somebody added Sedona.
Right. So, are there more that will come? Are there 12 or...
Or 13, yeah.
Right.
Yes. And we are going to participate also in those.
So this will help, yes, probably the other groups or whatever that are
absolutely
doing
it's
this.
All centered.
Right.
Symbiotic.
Right.
That's symbiotic. The word. Yeah. Everything is symbiotic now, just like nature.
My legs are like tingling with electricity. I just,
oh.
I thought it was just because I was sitting on a hard rock, but it's not.
That's Kundalini energy.
Kundalini.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's just like, whoa.
And do me a favor, Linda. If the Kundalini energy is rising, let it rise. Don't stop it like
yeah.
I did.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Well, that's why I kept getting getting Mother Gaia coming in, you know, Mother Earth coming
in.
Can you imagine?
So
she's so happy because it's been such a change. Think about what humans. You ever think about what humans have done to it?
Thank you.
Okay, I
wait, because that's you.
I have that we are to plant our seed crystals here. To anchor it, like to anchor our, this is, we will leave this here. This vortex of energy that we'll remain here, these seeds that I brought for us.
Like putting our initials in
yes,
a tree?
Yes, we are. We're going to plant our seed here, and what that is no matter what, it's gonna drop down into the crystalline grid, okay? And that, because you put your energy into that, it will follow you everywhere you go. That is, you are connected.
We're ready then.
Part
beautiful.
Of the bridge.
Beautiful.
Part of this bridge. I'm seeing this rainbow bridge. And then I see all these gold strands going up. So at the rainbow bridge, we should put our crystals here.